And what a week it has been, actually, especially in regards to some pretty horrible news. If you're feeling worried, confused, or disillusioned with the news cycle, you're not alone. Jackie Hallin, Program Manager from Reach Out, is on the line with us now, though, to have a bit of a chat about how negative news events affect us and how to deal with it. Jackie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
So how common is it for us to feel personally affected by tragic news stories? Obviously, this week's been pretty horrific in particular, but is this an ongoing thing for a lot of people?
Look, I think between the 24-hour news cycle and that increased connectivity through our news feeds and our social feeds, yeah, it's increasingly common and it can feel really overwhelming, as you say.
And so what can we do to handle hearing these negative news stories just in such a constant, barrage of information?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So at Reach Out, we've got kind of four key messages for the listeners out there. So, you know, what can really help is learning to switch off, looking for, you know, those good moments and the positive side of those news stories, thinking about why it's upsetting you and accepting your level of control. So I'll just go into those in a little bit more detail. So when we talk about learning to switch off, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, going cold turkey and you know, going off the grid. It can mean things like, you know, taking a break from your social media feeds or from the news cycle and spending time either kind of outdoors doing something that you really enjoy, catching up with friends, reading a book. So, and that doesn't have to be, you know, all the time, but just taking some time away to reconnect with things that are really positive for you. But it can also mean finding really positive online spaces. We know that it's not all black and white, and there are some great spaces online. You know, I'm thinking cat videos on YouTube where you won't be affected by that negative side of things. And we've got the Reach Out forums, which is an online peer community where you can connect with other young people who are experiencing similar things as you, but in a really safe environment. When I talk about like looking at the positive thing, so as I was thinking about this chat, I was thinking about, you know, what about the gun violence in the United States? And obviously that's been horrific, but out of that crisis and out of that tragedy, we've seen an uprising of young voices and young leadership and taking that questions and those concerns to power. And I think that's actually been really inspiring to seeing those young people taking it on. And on social media, you know, we have this unprecedented access to celebrities, and you know, again, noticing when celebrities are and the community more broadly are stepping up to take issues on. So I think we can also look for the silver lining and look at what we can learn from those situations. When it's around what's upsetting you, you know, if it's hitting close to home for some reason and you're not sure why, it's a really good idea to connect with somebody that you trust. And that could be a family, friend, teacher, you know, whoever it is that you feel comfortable. But, you know, that saying of a trouble shared is a troubled halved. So if it is sort of affecting you more than you feel you can cope with by yourself, that's a really good idea. And our final around accepting your level of control is that it can make you feel really hopeless and really helpless. And so you might be, you know, your immediate response might be to think, what can I do and how can we put an end to it? But in some cases, that's beyond your control. But there are always small steps we can take, and whether that's volunteering in your local community or sharing good news or connecting with a friend, thinking about positive steps you can take in your community, are ways that you can, I guess, reframe those feelings.
And you did mention social media there a couple of times. It is such a massive force in our lives these days. I was reading last year you guys partnered up with Twitter in particular. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the social media platforms are really taking a positive stance, and I think accepting responsibility in some areas to the level of influence they have. So we were fortunate to partner with Twitter, developing a series of content around essentially big world issues. So dealing with bad world news, terrorism, and different issues like that, and really helping to put, I guess, a youth voice and hear from young people, which is, you know, at Reach Out, we work with young people, working side by side to give their voice on these issues. And I think it was really great for Twitter to support us in looking at these bigger world issues and how they're affecting young people.
It was a brilliant initiative. Jackie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jackie Hallin there, Program Manager from Reach Out, having a chat with us this morning about how to cope with the news cycles when it has been something like it has been over the last couple of weeks. It's been just bad news story after bad news story, and it really does take a toll. You know, if you've been feeling a little bit crappier than usual lately, I can assure you it has not just been you. About 10 minutes to go, though, before the newsroom does take over. On that note, I promise you that they do have some good news stories for you as well. And if all else fails, cat videos. There we go. Take Jackie's advice. Cat videos, they are truly the saviour of the day.